My special guest this morning is nutritionist Katie King, and we're talking about trendy, not necessarily meaning healthy. And Katie, you say that health and wellness is, you know, it's not a trend, it's a lifestyle, and that's as it should be. So for the average person, what would a healthy lifestyle actually look like?
Yeah, it's a good question, Tim. It's just about getting the basics right most days. So, you know, little things like finding exercise that you actually enjoy, that you're going to commit to long term. And when that sort of exercise gets boring, move on and find something else. We all know that we should be moving more. You know, eating three good quality meals every day with lots of veggies, so plant-based, with a nice serving of protein, whole foods. Thankfully, out of all of this trendy stuff, we are moving towards less packaged foods and more whole foods. So, you know, things that aren't coming off the supermarket shelf, but they're more sort of in the, you know, the fresh produce section, directly from an animal or a plant, I suppose. Water. I talk to so many of my clients about water and getting 2 litres of water in every day. I see clients who have kidney issues and high blood pressure and all of these sorts of things. And if you're not getting enough water into your bloodstream, then your filtration system is going to suffer, and it is going to be harder for your blood to pump around your body. So your blood pressure is going to go up. All of these basics that we aren't doing, but we're still, you know, we're quite happy to spend time looking through the internet for the next miracle pill. Like, we've been around for a long time now. If there was a miracle out there, I'm pretty sure we would have discovered it, but there isn't. We've just got to keep being consistent with those same basic principles day in, day out.
Katie, how important is it to, A, be aware of our body, but then listen to our body? What does that actually mean, and how important is it for us to do?
Yeah, I think that's so important, Tim. And I think because of society now, we don't go 5 minutes without scrolling our social media stream. And when we do that, we're constantly bombarded with advice and marketing and things that we should be doing. So what it means is coming back to acknowledging what's going on in our own bodies. How are we feeling on a day-to-day basis? Are we going to the bathroom regularly? Are we feeling energetic and healthy? Are we sleeping well? Are we feeling stressed? All of those things. Mm. And once we're in tune with that, maybe then we can go and look at some way that we may be able to improve those symptoms through some nutritional changes or through some supplementation or something like that. But I think most people are hanging on to things, and they don't even know how to work out whether it's going to suit them or not,
right,
if that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I know, Katie, that you're big on actually loving yourself, and then out of loving yourself in a healthy way, you know, not necessarily a vain way or an egotistical way, but just loving who you are as a person, and then out of that, treating yourself right. I guess out of that love of self, do you then want to look after yourself, and you want to give your body the right sort of foods and nutrients? So can you explain, I guess, the connection between the two and how important that is for us to be overall healthy?
That's a really big question. And it's probably something I talk to clients about, particularly mums, that if you don't actually look after yourself and you're a caregiver, if you're not healthy and well, then you will not be able to be the person you need to be to them. So you've got to have the self-respect to actually get up and nourish the body. And if that self-respect's not there, then where is your motivation going to be every day? You're not going to be motivated to make good choices or to move your body, because it's not coming from a place of self-respect. It's coming from a place of hate. And it's coming from a place of punishment. So I think starting with that core principle of, you know, I am worth it and my body's worth it, that as a principle is really important.
I think that's a really good starting point, Katie. And I think perhaps that needs to be emphasized even more in this whole idea of being healthy and, you know, having a health and wellness concept and lifestyle. But we'll leave it there for this morning. We've been chatting with Katie King, nutritionist, about trendy, not necessarily being healthy. Katie, as always, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good day.